This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We are in the Word of God. We're studying the book of Romans. And again, I thank you for taking the time to join me today. Just a couple of quick words here before we get started. More on this ministry, WGODradio.com is the website. It's got some information on there. There's some other links on there. There is a link to some 7 years worth of podcasts as well. If you go to WGODradio.com, click on the link that says, I believe it says prior broadcasts. I don't have it in front of me right now. But if you click on that link, it'll take you to another link. That's my podcasting page. And in the left-hand column of that page, it goes by years and by months. And it goes back many years now. There's many, many programs, entire book studies, way too much to list. But that is through my website, WGODradio.com. You can follow along on Facebook as well by liking the page. If you're a Facebook-type person, WGOD Radio. If you are a Twitter person, I've just reactivated that page, and that is at WGOD Radio. When these programs are recorded, like this one here, which is recorded on Saturday morning, the 15th of July, year of our Lord 2017, that's when my Facebook and Twitter friends will be able to follow it. You're hearing it on the radio. Let's see. This is playing on the radio, I believe, Wednesday here of this week. So you are listening to WGOD Radio. Those are the call letters I would have if I was to own my station, own station, and if they were available. Because God is always broadcasting. You know, you tune in your dial to pick up a frequency. If your radio is old enough. See, I'm dating myself. We don't even have dials anymore on many radios. It's push buttons now, right? You push a button and you get it. Well, in the old days, they had a dial. You had to dial in the frequency. And then you heard something you recognize, and then you stopped. Reminds me of what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice. Because they heard something that they recognize. You know, it's funny. I was just doing a devotional today. I forgot which book it was in, and it was a turning point from David Jeremiah, talking about when you take your dog to the dog park. You know, it's funny, you bring your dog, and say your dog is named Spot, and you're at the dog park, and it's time to go, and you call out Spot, and there can be 10 other dogs there named Spot, but the only one that's going to turn around and look at his master is his dog. There can be 10 spots there. You say, Spot, it's time to go. And one dog will turn around and look with that sad look on his face because it's time to go. While yet the other 9 spots don't. Why? Because he recognized the voice of his master. I don't know where that came from. But here, you know, on radio, you know, you tune the dial until you hear something that you recognize. Let me lay something on you, friend, that you're going to recognize. How about this? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You see, If you're messing around with your dial and you heard that, you would know what it is. It's the word of your Heavenly Father. It's the word of God. That's where we're going to end up here in a moment. But let's pick it up here. We've been going through the greetings here. Let's pick it up here in verse 5 today. Now, again, we were looking here. We left off with the spirit of holiness, I believe, in the last program. Paul's greeting everyone here. Greetings. A bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. He's separated to the gospel of God, as you are, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. That is, the Old Testament screamed the Lord Jesus and all the pages, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. When the promise was made to the devil that someone was going to come one of these days and he's going to put the hurt on you. All right, literally, he's going to crush your head. That's what God told him way back in the garden. The proto-evangelium, first gospel. That's good news, isn't it? That the one responsible for sin in this world, at least the deceiver, the great deceiver, the one responsible, the one who deceived Adam and Eve into sinning, that the time was coming when the enemy was going to be defanged and crushed. And that's good news. Good news for us. Not all that great news for the one that was going to do it. Okay, forward. Now, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, his mother was a descendant of David, and his legal adopted father also was a descendant of David. He was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness. That's what dwells in you, the Spirit of holiness. You don't have the spirit of nonsense. I hear it all the time today. Oh, you have this kind of eating spirit, drinking spirit, sexual spirit, homosexual spirit. There's a spirit of this and a spirit of that. Well, guess what you have, brother, as a Christian? You've got the spirit of holiness. That's what you have on the inside of you. Christ in you, it says in Colossians 1. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't have a spirit of nonsense. You've got a spirit, the spirit of holiness. It's not laws that keeps you holy or the law. It's the spirit of holiness that keeps you holy. That's where we left off yesterday. That's yesterday's program, program number 4, if you'd like to hear that again, a little more on the spirit of holiness. So he's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That's what proved everything and authenticated everything Jesus ever said. Was by death not having a hold over him, by Psalm 16 being fulfilled. And that is like Peter said, and David said a thousand years earlier than this, that you will not let your Holy One see corruption. He was not going to stay in the grave. Through him, verse 5, Romans 1:5, through him we have received grace and apostleship. Remember, apostleship. Apostle, apostello, means to be sent. Sent ones. Like you are. In this sense, you are an apostle. You're one sent. That's the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So in that sense, every one of you, every one of us, are all apostles. We're all sent. Not apostles of Jesus Christ, of course. There was only 12 or 13 or however many of them, but you had to be an eyewitness of Jesus to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. But in the sense of being sent, you bet you are. And this what this is here. Through him, we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. I like the way the word the definite article is there, the called. We're going to see the definite article in one of the most famous verses in Romans, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called, according to his purpose. That's a special group, the called. That's you. That's the elect, the eklektos, like the church, the called out ones. You know, to be a member of the church of Jesus Christ, this is special, the called out ones. And so maybe you'd say, called out of what? The answer, sin. This is why you can't be a practicing sinner and be a member of the church. You've missed it. The church is not a social club. The church, the whole meaning of the word church is called out ones. That is called out of sin. You no longer live a lifestyle of sin, but you are now a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, and you've been called out of sin, and you have the spirit of holiness on the inside of you. You don't live in sin anymore. You're no longer a drunkard, a homosexual, a pot smoker, a liar, a fornicator. You no longer do those things anymore. If you have the spirit of holiness on the inside of you, if you do those things, I'd say to you, you don't have the spirit of holiness on the inside of you, because Christians don't do those kind of things. They might think that they're Christians. If you are a Christian, no Christian is a practicing sinner. You might sin. We all sin from time to time. John says, if anyone does not sin, he is a liar. For we all have sinned. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. But if anyone says he has no sin, he lies and he deceives himself. But we're not practicing sinners. Okay, let's move forward here. Verse 7. Now, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. There he is again. There it is again. The called of Jesus Christ in verse 6. Now we're called to be saints. What's a saint? A saint is the word hagiosmos. It means to be, here it is again, set apart for special use. As the word church is, this is a saint. A saint also is set apart for a special use for the master. That's what a saint is. And a saint is not someone you have a special service for and look and go over their life and see if they meet certain criteria. You are a saint. I am a saint. All believers who were set apart for special use by the master are saints in the Bible. Don't believe the dogma and nonsense you hear that special people who were better than you are saints. That's not what the Bible says. That's what fools and men say, but that's not what the Bible says. I'm tired of fools that corrupt the word of God. You, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, and if you have received him, and if you're walking in the spirit of holiness, you are a saint. That's right, you. So that's where we're going to leave off here today with this greeting here, and that is grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're about out of time here for today. We're going to get into it. I promise in our next program we'll get into the verse I started with earlier, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, one of the most famous verses in all the Bible. We'll get into that in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.